Now, as he lay weak and shrunk, this is Ajahn Chah's father is old and sick and on his deathbed. Now, as he lay weak and shrunken on his deathbed, Paul Ma made the request once more. It was difficult for him to speak. He said, "You've made the right choice. Don't change it. Lay life is full of all kinds of pain and difficulties. There's no real peace or contentment in it. Stay as a monk." On previous occasions, Ajahn Chah had always kept silent, his head slightly bowed, showing respect, but an unwillingness to announce such a commitment. This time, however, in a quiet voice, he replied, "No, I won't disrobe. Why should I do that?" His father's face relaxed into a warm, contented smile, and he drifted off to sleep. This would have been about, Ajahn Chah would have been a monk for about 6 years or maybe seven. I can't remember exactly. When Paul Ma discovered that Ajahn Chah's exams would take place shortly, he urged him to return to his monastery. But this request was refused. Instead, Ajahn Chah helped to nurse his father for the 13 more days and nights that the old man lingered on. It was December, when the days of a drained, subdued tone and a cold wind blows down across the northeast from China. When first thing in the morning, everyone lights fires outside their houses to warm themselves by, and jewharp kites, anchored high in the air, utter their melancholy cry throughout the night. Finally, one day, Paul Ma's labored breath stopped, making the wind outside the house sound even louder. It seemed clear that the death of Paul Ma precipitated a crisis in Ajahn Chah's life. While nursing his father, truths that Ajahn Chah had been studying academically found a grounding in his experience. The human body is a mere conglomeration of the elements of solidity, fluidity, heat, and vibration. The inevitability of old age, sickness, and death. Prominent features of passages learned by rote in the monastery, he now saw as concise. Undeniable articulations of the nature of his own father's life, and such teachings found a deep resonance in his heart. On his return to Wat Ba Nong Lak, which is where he was studying, after the funeral, Ajahn Chah's concentration on his studies was frequently interrupted by vivid images of those days. The sufferings of his father's emaciated body in its final days, life's abrupt cessation, the stiff and doll-like corpse his father had become, and its growing smell, the shards of bone amongst the cremation ashes. Such memories must have welled up within him constantly. He felt imbued by a profound and sober sense of sadness, determined to dedicate his life to the Dhamma and to be free of the cycle of conditioned existence. He made a solemn resolve, and this is Ajahn Chah's words, "I dedicate my body and mind, my whole life, to the practice of the Lord Buddha's teachings in their entirety. I will realize the truth in this lifetime. I will let go of everything and follow the teachings. No matter how much suffering and difficulty I have to endure, I will persevere. Otherwise, there will be no end to my doubts. I must make this life as even and continuous as a single day and night. I will abandon attachments to mind and body and follow the Buddha's teachings until I know the truth for myself." I think that was one of Ajahn Chah's probably singular qualities, is his tremendous resolution, incredible dedication, that willingness to just take things to take them to their end, not just do things in a half-hearted way, and of course that's why he's turned into such a great teacher for so many people.